Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
And that is Mahalia Buchanan and the song The Ground We Stand On. 16 minutes. It is just after 1 on 657 AM Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And we are back. And I did promise the family that I'll be talking to Apostle Anthony Halley, and we are talking business matters, and he has just joined me right now. He is on the other side. Apostle, how are you?
I am very well, thank you, Sibongile. It's so nice to be with you on studio this evening.
Have you been with Radio Pulpit before, or is it your first time?
This is my first time at Radio Pulpit.
Wow. No, you should come live. Next time, we should make sure that you come live.
Definitely.
So welcome to the Radio Pulpit family. We are a daily companion as Radio Pulpit, and we have family members on Heart to Heart. Whenever you would say listeners, they're like, yo, aye, we are family. So welcome to the family and joining family members of Radio Pulpit on Heart to Heart. Bishop,
thank you very much, and I'm looking forward to the show this morning. Apostle, I'm going to enjoy it.
Yes. So, Apostle, today we are building entrepreneurs. We are building people who are in business, those who are starting out on business. And I know that the Apostle himself has been on business. And so I would like to just allow you to take the floor and empower those in these spaces.
Thank you, Sibongile. From my point of view, I believe that every person, wherever you go and work, your work is a stepping stone to your own business.
Ah, okay.
People should understand that they have to have a shift in mindsets where they can begin to empower themselves through business. Yes, business is difficult. There's a lot of challenges. There's a lot of things that people need to know. But we can learn. If you don't know something, I believe somebody once said to me, whatever you don't know, you can learn.
Mm.
So to all our listeners, if you want to start business,
mm-hmm.
I want to encourage you to be bold enough and we'll see what God can do in you for you in business.
Okay. Apostle, I think there's something that I just want to do quickly. Let me fix just one thing together with you and then come back to you so we can hear you much clearer and much better. So, family, we are just reconnecting just now to the Apostle. And yes, gather your friends, gather your relatives, gather your cousins. Tell them we're talking business on Radio Pulpit. You know, people sometimes ask me, what kind of shows do you have? So we also do talk business on Radio Pulpit. We believe in entrepreneurs. And then that's why we do even have what we call Pitch Your Business. So we are just going to be connecting again with the Apostle right now. We're just fixing one thing and then we are back with you. So do not touch the dial. You don't want to miss what he has to say to you and I today.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Matlafala moyeng ka go thieletsa lenana o la rena la hlala nathi la bobedi le la botlhano ka iri ya robedi thapama. Thieletsa baruti ka mihuta huta ge baruta lentjwa la modimo. Go tiisetsa tshepo pelong ya gago. Thieletsa Radio Pulpit mo go 657 AM go arega moyeng.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Those are the sounds of Mabri. It's Mabri featuring Thandeka Dube. You're listening to Radio Pulpit. It is Heart to Heart. And I am Sibongile Mofokeng. I'm back again. I'm not alone. I am with Apostle Anthony Harley. We're talking business matters. So, Apostle, you were still saying that you believe that each and every one of us, when it comes to business...
My belief is that every person, the moment you get into a job, your mindset should be that your job is a stepping stone to owning your own business. So, too many people go to work believing that this is the end of it. I'm just going to work for the rest of my life. But the moment they change their thinking and their understanding about how God works, things begin to change for them. You know, God gives scripture, and he says to us in Deuteronomy through Moses, he says, I have given you the ability to create wealth.
Right.
Now, the ability to create wealth. He says the ability doesn't give wealth. It gives you the ability to create it. And the creation of wealth is based on your business ethics, what you do in business. So as long as people are going to work all the time and just working, what happens is you earn a salary, but you're never going to create wealth. You'll make somebody else very good. You'll make somebody else very rich, but you yourself won't get rich. You will just live an average life. Now, we taught this here to people. When I had my own business, we were partners in the business, and I used to teach our employees that your time here should be temporary. You should be thinking and considering opening your own business one day. And whatever help you need, we will assist you in. And I can say to you that one of our employees actually took us up and he went and he started his own business. And we saw him prosper in that way. So the principle that we taught was, number one, change your thinking. Because as a business person, there is a difference between owning your own business and working for somebody else. There's a complete difference in that thing. There's got to be a shift in your thinking. You've got to elevate your thinking and how you are going to do something. I believe a boss should be the first one in and the last one out.
Sure. Wow. Most of us, when we are thinking about a business, we are thinking, actually working for someone. We never see it as our a stepping stone to owning one's business. A person just thinks about earning a salary and it ends there, and failing to even take some lessons from the journey itself to grow and also build their own empire. So it's something which is very, very a revelation. I can say it's a revelation to us that as you're working for someone, remember, this is just a stepping stone. You remind me, Apostle, of when, is it Moses, who was working for his father-in-law and tending to the sheep. Moses was not even aware that he was tending the sheep, but preparing himself for taking care of God's sheep, his people.
Yes.
So how do we do it in excellence, in a way that at the end of the day, we are the ones who are benefiting from it? How do we change how do we have a mind shift? You spoke about the importance of having a mind shift. Where does it begin? What do you do?
One of the things that I believe that people could do is begin, they need to start thinking, what is it that I want to do in life? What is it that I want to achieve? Scripture says to us, where there is no vision, people perish.
Right.
So everybody has to have a vision for their own lives. Now, your vision doesn't have to be the same as somebody else's. And when you have a vision, you start with the end in mind. In other words, you have to start, that's the way God works. When God created man, he started with the end in mind. He didn't start at the beginning, he started at the end, knowing that this is where I'm going to, and then I'm going to come back and start with man and say, okay, fine, now walk through this. Now, once you start with the end in mind, you can then begin to look at the plan that you're going to put in place. So you put a plan in place and say, okay, you're going to give yourself a certain amount of years working. And once you have, you start saving towards your own business. Somebody made a very powerful statement now the other day, and I thought, if people can catch this, it was actually a movie that I was watching, and one of the actors said to a person that was working for him, he said, I'm giving you seed money. The seed money is for your business. And I thought, wow. If the world catches that, how much more the church?
Mm.
But take your money, don't eat the seed, plant the seed.
Mm.
Because God has given us a guarantee that as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest will remain. We've got to sow in order to reap. And sometimes we don't sow into our own lives. We don't plant into our own lives and prepare ourselves for something that God has intended for us to walk in down the line. Mm. So I want to say to some of our listeners this morning, learn to invest in yourself as well. You've got to invest in yourself. And part of your investment should be empowering yourself with knowledge as well. Finding out what you want to do and then learning about that, whatever business you want to do, so that you can start the business and then move into a direction with a level of knowledge that will assist you as you are going along.
Yeah. Yeah, you spoke about investing in oneself. I've heard of somebody saying you also have to pay yourself. Pay yourself. Do everything, but pay yourself. So how soon do you learn this? Because when you're working for somebody, they're the ones who pay you. But this person was saying, even from your own income, salary, pay yourself. How soon should you learn that?
You have to. Even really, if you don't pay yourself, what is happening is you become despondent in what you are doing because you don't see the fruit of your labor. All you see is I'm working day in and day out and become just I'm off to work every day, but there's no fruit that I'm seeing. But when you begin to pay yourself, what happens is You see the investment over a period of time is building up. So you know you're working towards the goal. And that's the importance of paying yourself.
What do you do with the money that you pay yourself with? Do you use it for yourself or you pay yourself to invest it? What does it mean to pay yourself?
My take on that is you've got to invest it. Invest in your future. Put something in place. And, I always, when I talk to people around business, I say, you've got to put your plan in place. And then how do you work your plan? If you don't work your plan, nobody else is going to do it for you. You've got to work it. And it's not always easy. I'm a minister. I'm a pastor. I was also in business. But even in the ministry, there's things that I've got to invest in. I've got to put my own money into that if I want to see it succeed. And then I've also got to work within the ministry. I can't sit around hoping something will happen. I've got to look at ways of how do I increase our ministry? What do I do to grow the ministry and to impact more people's lives? So in your own business, I think it's the same thing. If you, every individual, I think there's a shift that needs to take place in so many people's lives.
Yeah.
We are so used to something, we become accustomed to it. The scripture that I want to say to you, you know, do you remember the scripture when Jesus came walking on the water?
Mm-hmm.
And he speaks to his disciples.
Mm-hmm.
They were scared and they said, Lord, if it is you, let us to come.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus says simply this. He doesn't say, I'm going to carry you. I'm going to make sure you don't sink. Nothing. He just says, come. Now, that statement has enough power to carry you upon the water.
Okay.
But you must watch what happens. Only Peter gets out.
Mm.
The rest of the disciples stay in the boat.
Mm.
And the boat is our place of comfort, our place where we're comfortable in. But here's the beauty about it. When Peter walked on the water, even though he began to sink, because he looked at what was happening around him, Jesus pulled him out of the water. And Jesus says to him, why did you not have faith? Why did you stop believing?
Yes.
Now, simply saying to everyone, let's hear that, in your place of comfort, you are going to be okay, but you're never going to succeed. The miracles take place on the water. Does that make sense to you?
It does. It does.
The miracles takes place on the water. You need to get out on the water and walk.
Mm.
And sometimes we are afraid because we look at what the storms are, what the waves are, but we are concerned with what's happening around us.
Mm.
And what's happening around us is affecting what's happening inside of us.
Sure.
Because our eyes are on the things around us.
Mm.
But yet we are supposed to walk by faith and not by sight.
Mm.
We must get out of our comfort zone and move into the direction that our convictions are talking to us about and what God is speaking to our hearts about.
Mm. Somebody might ask the apostle a question that what happens to those dreams when we are young, when we are still children? We have these dreams that we want to be big. We see ourselves wealthy. We got business ideas and we want to achieve this. And somewhere in life, we forget. I don't know if we are despondent or what really happens. What really happens when because we find ourselves at some point, we have forgotten all about it. Then when life throws lemons at us, that's when we remember, oh, when I was young, I had this idea, but I never chased after that. And we are so comfortable in our boat, but most of the times you find the boat rocking and you're not quite sure if you should even remain in the boat, or if you remain, you're going to die in the boat.
I believe, first of all, the way in which society has set up systems, it doesn't allow you to dream. Because we have this system that our parents have told us this year. You go to school, get a good education, get a good job.
Mm.
You then retire one day and you die.
Mm.
Basically, that is the process that they put it in. But when you talk to visionaries or people that have a dream,
yes,
they dream differently. And what happens is they allow people's opinions to influence their dreams. And they watch what's happening around. So I say to a lot of people Now, remember something, and you made mention about Moses and things like this. Abraham, God spoke to Abraham. It took him 30 years before he came to a place where he had a son, Isaac. He had to walk a journey with God. All of us, nothing happens over. If it is good, you know, when you walk into a shop and they see that sign that's up there that says, you know, good food takes time.
That says what?
Good food takes time.
Yes.
So if your dream is good, it's going to take a bit of time, but it will come to pass. They must learn, write down the vision, write it down. The purpose of writing it down is to remind you about what God has placed in your heart. And then you slowly put the plan in place. If we don't write it down and we just leave it to memory, we can allow people speaking into our hearts that shouldn't be speaking into our hearts, and they're going to redirect your path.
Yes.
Or they're going to distract you. And that's where the challenges come. And that's why I believe a lot of kids, they lose their dream along the road. They forget about what they actually wanted to do.
All right. Apostle, let's take another break and then just come back to talk to you some more and wrap it up so nicely. I love the humor in it, that it's still business and it's God's business, because at the end of the day, it's all about equipping the kingdom of God, making sure that we are able to have an oiled machine where the kingdom of God is running without any hurdles, because we ourselves are giving, and at the same time also building wealth for ourselves and our children, our grandchildren, so that we can leave wealth for our children and our children's children. So let's take a break and then take a song. It's a song request by Khopani Thabang. Thabang Khopani from Muruleng, Sekgakwaneng, who says, good afternoon, Kinsbo. I am enjoying the good program. To God be the glory. Kikopa pina emona, the Ancient of Days by Hlengiwe Mhlaba. Thulani Ndlovu, I see you, I see you, I see you all the way in Zimbabwe. Today I'm going to take Thabang's request, but you know I love you, Thulanine, you know. And then Peter Otto, we are coming to your comment as well. So we are coming back with Apostle Holly.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Enjoy a cup of coffee and catch up on your favorite program. Download our podcasts on radiopulpit.co.za.
I'm so excited to be talking to Apostle today. I found myself talking even on top of our station ID. I guess it's the excitement of getting and learning something new from the Word, and also being encouraged. If you're in business, I hope you're getting something for yourself. Yes, you are listening to Heart to Heart. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, Germany, UNL says hello on something else. But right now, Heart to Heart with you. And I'm talking to Apostle Anthony Halley, and we're talking about, we're talking business matters. And he mentioned your job is a stepping stone to owning your own business. And so we're talking all business matters. And now, Apostle, there is Otto. Otto says unto us, you give 10% to God. Then you take 10% into your saving account, I think, and you save. And the rest of you, you use it on yourself. So this is a plan that he says, this one will work out. So he's talking on, when I was asking the apostle about paying yourself.
Yeah. Look, with all, if you speak to an insurance company, they will tell you, they will give you what they call pillars of your financial pillars that you should have.
Yes.
They talk about this there, that they want you to have 10%, they want you to have 10%, or it's gone up now to 20%, that they establish a pillar for you so that they take 20% of your salary and they'll put it away, invest it for your retirement.
Mm.
And the principles are good. But I always ask the question, where do they get the principles from? They get it from the Bible. It's scriptural in certain things. And sometimes we that have the Bible don't understand or we don't decipher the mysteries of God and understand how do we apply it within to our own lives.
Mm.
And once you learn the mysteries, what is God saying for you and I?
Yes.
What happens is there's got to be a shift. I mean, in Paul's verse in Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Mm.
That you may prove the perfect and acceptable will of God. You've got to prove that then.
Mm.
You cannot prove the will of God for your life without your mind being renewed. Because our minds have been conditioned to think a certain way. When we went to school, they determined the subjects we would choose.
Mm.
They determined the whole curriculum for us. And we find our kids battling along the road. And yet they've got so much gifting and talents available to them, within them, locked up inside of them. But it doesn't prepare them entirely for what is coming ahead. I know it should be just a stepping stone for them.
Yeah.
But it is a challenge that we have. And I think that government needs to rethink. What do we put in place in order to allow our kids to express their own talents in a way that will generate finances, that will be able to give them more than just a job?
Mm.
I mean, in South Africa, we're looking at a very difficult thing with the amount of unemployment that is at the stage.
Right.
And I so believe the answer to unemployment is business.
Entrepreneurship. It has to be.
Mm. Because when you own your own business, the first thing, once you start off, you're going to look at hiring somebody. And when you hire somebody, you are taking care basically of a family. That's how I used to look at it in business. We had at one stage over 21 workers that worked for us. And I was saying, we've got 21 families that we need to take care of. So I can't make wrong choices.
Mm.
My decisions need to be what benefits not only the company, but also our employees, so that they can also go forth and continue to work, because they've got families that they will take care of.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure. As we're closing, a family member is asking, Sibongile, please ask the apostle, how do we get those dreams back and live up to those dreams, because many people died without living those dreams. As we are wrapping up, Apostle Harley, can we all answer the family member?
Okay. In my opinion, I would say that it's not a problem to revisit. The Bible says, redeem the time. So the redeem the time is a matter of buying back the time that you've lost. So you go in and you say, Lord, help me to remember what is it that you placed within my heart.
Mm.
And you start with God, that God begins to open up and set things up for you.
Mm.
So you start with God and to remind you about what you wanted to do.
Mm.
It's good for people to start small and then grow big.
It's good that we start small and grow bigger and take the lessons. So from now onwards, when you are at work, take it as a lesson. Whatever that you do at work, it's a lesson. It's a building block for where you're going.
That's correct.
Okay, Thabang is just excited to be listening to us. And also thanking us for the good song. Muruti, thank you so much for talking to us and welcome to the Radio Pulpit family. I would love for you to just leave a prayer for those that are starting out on business, those that have fears. I was talking to some young people who say, I want to do this, but I'm so fearful. Because I believe that God didn't put those minds and the ideas in their hearts for nothing. But God has got a direction for them to give them a wealth, as he says. He is the one who gives us the power to get wealth. So can we just pray for them? But before we do that, how do we get hold of Apostle Anthony Handley if we'd like to talk to him?
Well, you can contact me on my cell phone, 064-839-1207.
Can you repeat that?
064-839-1207.
Zil, I will definitely write the apostles' numbers on your WhatsApp as well. But just to shout them out for family members, 064-839-1207. All right. So it's 064-839-1207. And those are the details of Apostle Hani. And he will definitely come back. He has to come back and empowers more where business and life is concerned. Apostle, can I allow you to just pray for those ones in business? And those ones who want to be in business, but there's something holding them back. Those ones who just remembered their dreams as well, and those who are dreaming afresh right now.
Okay. Father, this afternoon as I come before your throne, I come in the name of Jesus, the name that is above every other name. I thank you that you know the hearts of your people. You know where they are at this particular time. Father, there are those that are in business already. Father, whatever they're going through, I thank you that you are the one that will straighten the path for them. You will allow them to experience your glory within their business. You will show them, you will teach them, and you will empower them, Lord God. You said you've given to us the ability to create wealth. I pray, Lord God, give them God ideas. I pray, Lord God, for even those that want to start businesses, that, Father God, God ideas will come from you. It will be an inspiration to them. Your word says you have not given to us a spirit of fear, of love, power, and a sound mind. I pray, Lord God, that they will step out of the boat and begin to experience the miracles on the water of God. Father, and I thank you for this, Lord, that in everything you will be glorified and you will be guiding and teaching and leading your people. Father, and I thank you for this in Jesus' precious name. Now, Lord, be glorified within their lives, and I pray a blessing upon them and upon their businesses, upon their plans, and whatever they want to do. In Jesus' name I pray, Lord. Amen.
And amen. Thank you so much, Apostle. Such an honor to have you on the Family of Radio Pulpit. Thank you. We'll be talking to you very soon.
Thank you, Sibamile. God bless you. Thank you for having me.
Have a great one.
Okay, then. God bless. Bye.
Bye, sir. And yes, this is how our talk went with Apostle Anthony Halley, and my family, he will be back again. We were just talking with him, and he says, no, I will drive. I will come to Radio Pulpit. So that is so exciting to know. We can't wait to host him more and learn. Hey, and we are sponges, ne? And so we have to become those sponges that absorb and go out to do. For the glory of the King, for the glory of the Lord, we need to do this. And so it is upon us to also make sure that all things go right in within the kingdom. I think they call it, I've heard of them, kingdom finances. Yeah, we should be our kingdom finances as we live up a beautiful lives ourselves, but also build up wealth for our children and our children's children. When we die, we'll be able to leave up a good measure for our children. Zil, are you saying something to us before I take another break and go to the news?
Thank you, Sibongile. I've got the name Apostle Anthony Halley. God bless you.
Thank you, my queen. Thank you so much. Yes, that's him. And he will definitely come back. We'll also bring other business people so to empower us. So many have been asking questions about business. So many have been going through things and wondering how to take their lives forward. But I believe this is your season. And also to encourage those ones who are on Pitch Your Business that you have done the right thing to do by entering Pitch Your Business. Unfortunately, I think it's closed. The entries are closed. So if you didn't enter, I'll make sure that what I'm saying is true. But I think the entries are closed. We wish them all the best, those who will be riding with us on Pitch Your Business. So we're going to take the sounds of Forever Jones. He Wants It All. That takes us to the 2 o'clock news bulletin. And afterwards, we're talking to Pastor Mabena about worship. And just for the numbers again, to Apostle Hali, 064-839-1207. 064-839-1207.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.